Welcome to Kick-Ass Radio, hosted by Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. Join Jo over the next hour as she shares stories and conversations that are both inspiring and empowering. Having spent over 30 years in the corporate sector, Jo Sainsbury kicked off her heels and became a coal train driver working in the rail and mining industry. It has been her goal ever since to empower and support women who are considering a career change into an industry role, making the transition as smooth as possible. Jo is a walking, talking success story of how taking the plunge into industry can open up a world of opportunity. And you can do it too. If you're a woman working in industry or considering a career change, this is the radio station for you. Let's get into this episode of Kick-Ass Radio.
Welcome to the Kick-Ass Radio Show. Hope you've had an amazing week and welcome to Friday. It is great because it's a day we can reflect on an awesome week that was. Here's to a fabulous Friday, and I hope you all enjoy an awesome weekend filled with whatever you dare to do. I'd also just like to do a shout out to all the ladies who supported my host party for the Nude Lunch charity event last Saturday. My heartfelt thanks to you all for giving your time, your money, and supporting such a worthy cause and raising awareness to women about ovarian cancer and the importance of symptom identifying and not ignoring those symptoms and to go and get yourselves checked out. The charity has raised approximately $70,000 to date and it is still rising. So massive congratulations to the Nude Lunch Charity Committee and all who that were involved, and to all the generous people across the globe, around the globe, that donated. So thank you. Today here on the show, we're talking about mindsets. Do you know if you have a fixed or a growth mindset? Developing a growth mindset is key to success. If you're always learning and growing, you're always improving and expanding your experience of life. It's the best part, and you can never stop growing. It's a lifelong journey. The first step to developing a growth mindset over a fixed one is to realize the difference between the two. So that's what we're going to look at today. You are listening to the Kick-Ass Radio Show, Kickstart, where we talk about all things women working in non-traditional roles in varied male-dominated industries, and I tell you how it is. Today is episode 13, all about the mindset. I'm your host, Jo Sainsbury, the glow-getter. My background is I'm no stranger to wearing high-vis and workwear and getting down and dirty in the grease and the coal dust. My passion and purpose is to reinforce confidence, support and encourage more women to kick off their heels and tap into their steel caps and to consider pursuing non-traditional roles and careers as I share my knowledge, career experiences and understanding of these industries. So here we are on the radio show and I'm really excited to be sharing some know-how and insights. Good morning to all our listeners across Australia and a very pleasant good afternoon to our listeners in the US. I hope we can keep you in good company and provide you all with a little more valued insight into some much needed topics for women wanting to transition into these varied industries. I'd also like to take this opportunity to say today's episode is brought to you by one of the show's sponsors, Kick-Ass Women. A huge shout out to all the women working out on track and on sites today all over the globe. Stay safe, ladies. This might be a good time also to mention that the radio show does and may contain adult language. Let's get into it. Back to the show. Okay, so let's get on with it. Attitude and mindset. You have probably heard the saying, attitude is everything. As cliche as it sounds, mastering your mindset is critical to your success and joy in life. The definition of mindset is the established set of attitudes held by someone. You have a choice in the way you perceive whatever is going on. You have the power to choose whether you think the glass is half full or half empty. At some point in your career, you've probably felt unsure about the direction you're going. Maybe you're not seeing a future with your current employer. Maybe you don't have a manager who's equipped to coach you to be successful. Or maybe you're just not on the right development plan to achieve your goals. But above all, the biggest obstacle to your career could be your own attitude and mindset. Attitude is the fuel that drives behavior. It determines the way in which you think and you feel. It sets the tone for your emotions and how you react to what happens in your life and in the workplace. It not only affects what you do, but how you do it. Your work attitude not only affects how well you do your job, but it also affects how safe you are when doing it. Positive people usually perform better in the workplace because they maintain an open mind and consider the outcome of their behavior. Have you seen people who don't have the right attitude? They complain and bring others down or are negative. They make excuses for not accomplishing their goals and they easily give up. It is natural to have these feelings sometimes, and we all do, but if it becomes your overall mindset, it can be trouble. Negative people, on the other hand, complain about everything, including having to practice safety. The person with the negative work attitude is less likely to care about the quality of the job he or she is doing or how he or she does it. A negative work attitude can lead to unsafe work habits and accidents. Attitude and mindset are an important aspect of the process involved in attaining a career within the resources industries. If you think you just want a job in these industries just because of the money or the roster, then here and now, your attitude must change. And the great news is, you can change your attitude and mindset. You don't need special skills or a charismatic personality to decide to think differently. It is true that these industries hire inexperienced people and pay them the big coin. However, these companies learn to take calculated risks on certain individuals that show promise. Their aptitude to learn, they have a great work ethic, and most of all, their keenness. A winning attitude will be full of positivity, interest, exceptional work ethic, an ability to be a team player no matter what the task, and loyalty, and of course, a serious approach to safety. When you have a positive safety attitude, you think first and then take action. Your mind is able to recognize unsafe habits or behavior. You stay alert while on the job. Your positive safety attitude helps you to recognize hazards that arise and you respond appropriately. Your mind is focused on your work and you pay attention when you work with machinery and equipment. With a positive safety attitude, you develop work habits that lead to greater organization and efficiency. Your attitude is like a price tag. It shows how valuable you are. So why is having the right mindset important? I'll outline the two distinct mindsets and what they mean. So the first one is a fixed mindset, and that's where you believe your abilities and intelligence are static. So you need to prove yourself over and over. You tend to avoid challenges, you give up easily, and ignore useful constructive feedback. And the second one is a growth mindset. And that's where you believe you have the ability to learn and grow through effort and practice because you embrace challenges. You stay persistent in the face of setbacks. You get back up and you go again and you welcome constructive feedback. The clear difference between the two mindsets is that one creates a need for approval while the other builds a passion for continuous learning and growth. And that's what you want to have. If you suspect your career has become more about chasing approval than personal growth and development, don't worry, there's always time to develop a growth mindset. In this day of stress and burnout, mindset is even more critical. How we approach these stressful periods and situations is an important part of how we thrive and prevent burnout. Potential actions to avoid burnout can include resilience, grit and mindset, and recognizing emotional regulation. Adopting positive attitudes has also been identified just as important to wellness and resilience. Emotional regulation is recognizing that you are angry, upset, or excited, but keeping these feelings in check so they don't feel overwhelming. And women traditionally tend to show their feelings more than men and can sometimes let their emotions inform their decision-making. I know I've done that myself sometimes. Knowing yourself is important for emotional regulation and impulse control. And this is a bit like emotional regulation, but it refers to behaviors. Good impulse control means that you are able to think and feel strongly about something, but you keep your behaviors, your thoughts and your behaviors in check. It's not just about keeping you cool when you feel angry, but also about being able to act assertively even when you don't feel confident. So adopting a growth mindset can be challenging because it pushes you out of your comfort zone, but that comfort zone is a dead end. Don't get complacent with it. By taking a new attitude towards your personal growth, you open yourself up to greater possibilities. Not to mention, you'll begin to reach your full potential. And that's one of the greatest accomplishments anyone can feel in their career. And do you know great minds enjoy excellence? Average minds love mediocrity and small minds adore comfort zones. Get out of your comfort zone. Okay, we're going to take a little break. Enjoy the tune and I'll be back with you soon.
Hi, I'm Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. As a woman working in industry, I want to share my knowledge and experience and industry know-how to support you if a change in your life is what you are looking for. Join me on my radio show, Kick-Ass Radio, every Friday morning at 10 a.m. across Australia or on Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. in the US. What are you waiting for? Go on, get your glow on.
Thanks for tuning back in. So now we're going to find out what is a fixed and a growth mindset. It's important to understand the difference between having a fixed and growth mindset, and there's no one better than psychologist Dr. Carol Dweck for this. Dr. Dweck is a psychologist and a Stanford University professor who authored the famous book, Mindset, The New Psychology of Success. If you haven't read this book, I highly recommend it. It's so good. In the book, Dr. Dweck describes the differences between a fixed and growth mindset, as well as why it's so important to cultivate a growth mindset and exactly how to do it. So a fixed mindset is when you believe you're unchangeable. You believe that your circumstances are what control you. People with a fixed mindset aren't learning anything new. They may try to avoid challenges and difficult situations. They try to steer clear of activities that make them feel discomfort. People with fixed mindsets rarely try to improve on their intelligence, their talents, skills, and abilities. A fixed mindset will keep you accepting criticism. Failure will never be something to be learned from. Having a fixed mindset will keep you trapped in a cycle of no change. You will stay in your comfort zone with this mindset. Those with a fixed mindset will find they won't reach all the success they're capable of. They won't stretch themselves outside of their comfort zones. So a growth mindset, in the opposite realm, is when you believe there's always more to learn. A growth mindset is the key that unlocks so much success. People with a growth mindset embrace getting outside of their comfort zones. They take their basic qualities and improve them. They're always up for new challenges. And they don't let failure sabotage their success. They use setbacks and failures as setups for their future. To build a growth mindset takes being open-minded and willing to not make failures mean anything has gone wrong. People with a growth mindset are always looking for opportunities to learn and grow. A growth mindset coincides with the belief your abilities can be developed. And I'm a big believer in everyone being a lifelong learner. So people who have a growth mindset genuinely believe they can grow, change, and improve. Note that this isn't from lack or from not loving yourself. It's like self-limiting beliefs. It's from a place of wholeness. It's wanting to expand and grow from a place of enough where you've had enough now and you want more. So you've got to learn and expand and grow. So how can a growth mindset help you succeed? Having a growth mindset helps you succeed more than almost anything else. You can't succeed at anything new if you have a fixed mindset. You won't even try if you've got that fixed mindset. With a growth mindset, you're willing to fail and fail forward. You're not scared of failure. You use failure as an opportunity for feedback. You get back on the horse and you go right again. And you'll try again And if you fall, you'll get back up and try again. The most successful people aren't successful because they never fail. They're failing all the time, left, right, and center. The difference is they don't interpret the failure negatively. They take it as feedback and they go and try again. Additionally, with a growth mindset, you enjoy the process and journey so much that success is inevitable. It's not so much of a rush to get the result. You're just enjoying the ride and you genuinely love the process. And another thing with a growth mindset is you're future focused. You're not focused on your limiting beliefs from the past. Instead, you're focusing on creating a future from your imagination. And I can relate to having a growth mindset so much with my career now and my new business. And I was willing to fail forward many a times, so much because I know the process and I know it works. And this was so helpful when I first started out in my non-traditional role as a train driver, and also now in the past 18 months starting up my business. And it's helpful to this day as I continue to focus on the future. So how can you develop a growth mindset? The good news is that you can cultivate a growth mindset. Your brain and view you adopt can change if you're up for the challenge. So even if you identify as having a fixed mindset now, you can absolutely change that. So let's get you started. First off, we need to set some learning goals. One of the best actions you can take is set learning goals. Learning is a huge part of a growth mindset. When you focus on how you can constantly be better, that's what you're going to create. Set goals that push you forward. Learn a new language or learn a new skill. Get better at reading and writing. Learn how to manage your mind with a life coach. Life coaches are absolutely worth the money or the investment. Never stop pushing yourself forward. There's always places you can grow. If you want a growth mindset, constantly pushing yourself to develop your intelligence and abilities will get you there. The next is do some self-reflection. And I always say this, a little self-reflection is an absolute positive. So you learn about yourself with self-reflection. And it's really hard to grow if you have no clue where you're trying to grow from. So self-reflection is an amazing tool for growth. And when you learn about yourself, you're going to see where you've overcome obstacles, the hardships you've been through and what you've learned from them and how you got on with them. You're going to see times you've had massive breakthroughs. You're going to figure out what your goals are and you're going to figure out what you value the most. You're going to develop your moral character. And once you have an idea of who you are, you can figure out where you want to be. Where do you see yourself in the future? Self-reflection can... you can learn who you are and who you want to become from it. So with self-reflection, align your decisions with your future self that you've created. Learn to make your decisions with your future self. When you make decisions, ask yourself, would the best version of me do this? When you align with the best version of yourself, that's where you want to be in the future, you're creating results. You're going to show up as the best you can be. So you need to visualize the best version of yourself. Make decisions that grow you in that direction. If your mindset is that you can always keep growing, you're going to grow. But if your mindset is that you have this fixed traits, you're going to be stuck there. And if you're stuck, future you is going to be the same you that you are now. And when you align your decisions with the best version of you there could be, that is what you're going to create. So also in align with self-reflection, rewrite your past to serve your future. Take the time to rewrite your past so it benefits you. Your past is over and gone. You can't change any of it. It's already happened. The past now only exists as thoughts inside your head, and that's all it is. You can't change the past, but you can change your thoughts about the past. You don't need to have a victim mentality about what the past did to you. Instead, you can choose to view it as what it did for you now. What happened in the past that got you where you are now? What were some times you thought were setbacks, but they actually turned out to be setups? And what was something that happened that you thought was bad, but turned out to actually be the best case scenario? You can't go back and redo what you did, but you don't have to beat yourself up over it either. Rewrite your past so it serves you in the present, here and today. Next, I would say you need to intentionally decide what you want to believe. Choose to be intentional about what you believe. You have complete control over what you think, and you can decide the kind of future you want to create. You may not have control over all of your circumstances, which we don't, but you can decide what you believe about your circumstances. Becoming aware of what you're thinking. If your thoughts aren't benefiting your future, change them. After you change your thoughts, go all in with believing that they're true. When you do this, you're creating the results. You're already becoming who you want to be. Be intentional with your thoughts and choices. Choose to have beliefs that help you grow and become the best you. And you need to be consistent and flexible. Always make it a goal to be consistent and flexible. You don't have control over everything around you, like we said, but don't let that be an excuse to give up. Choose to take massive action. Be committed to your goals. When something doesn't work out, try something different. And this is an amazing tool to get results. When you keep working towards something, you'll eventually get there. Use your failures as a catalyst to do something new. Have a plan in mind, but be open to change. Choose to never give up. A person with a growth mindset stays persistent when they face troubles. They use their stress to their advantage. So you need to develop a growth mindset also for your work environment. Your mindset will affect how you are as an employee, a leader, or a business owner. The amount of intelligence you have will impact your performance. When you focus on learning, you're going to have more success. Those who have a fixed mindset aren't going to reach their full potential, like we said earlier. The views you adopt about your mindset are going to determine the level of success you have. Choose to have a growth mindset. Don't let anything hold you back. Never stop learning. Future you is going to be so grateful for it. And a final little note here, a growth mindset is one of the best gifts you can give yourself. When you're willing to grow and challenge your current results, you expand your mind and increase your experiences in life. On top of that, you learn to enjoy the process and have so much more success this way. While some of us are just naturally more growth or fixed mindset orientated, remember, you can always change if you want to.
Hey, Glowgetters. Did you know that Jo Sainsbury is a published author for her book, High Heels to High Viz, and has been named an Amazon number one bestseller? Telling the story about Jo's transition from the corporate sector into industry, High Heels to High Viz acts as a guide for women who are considering a non-traditional role and career. High Heels to High Viz is available for purchase online at all leading bookstores, including Amazon, Dimex, Waterstones, and eBay.
Okay, our Kick-Ass Women Making Waves segment. To the women who break the glass ceiling and pave the way for others after them. Okay, if you weren't tuned in over the last couple of weeks to hear about my new segment, Kick-Ass Women Making Waves, well, I thought it was about time to introduce a weekly segment to recognise extraordinary achievements and contributions women have made and continue to make in our unbalanced world of the rail, mining, resources, STEM and construction industries. We live in an exciting period of history. The groundswell for change to a more gender-balanced world is growing, with people speaking up and demanding equal opportunity for all women in all walks of life. Women are making their own noise about equality and achievement in all sectors of industry in a world that often serves up extra hurdles for females. These women are trailblazers who, through courage and perseverance, challenge the status quo, defying societal norms with the love of their work and improving the quality of life for many. They are mothers, daughters, sisters, and they are worthy to be honoured. So each week, I'm going to spotlight one of these extraordinary women who are making a difference and that are inspiring role models that we all have the privilege to work alongside of every day. So this week, our Kick-Ass Women Making Waves spotlight is on, that's our drum roll, Glencore coal trainer assessor and operator Peter Heffernan. Peter made a career change to the mining industry after a career in customer service. She was at a career crossroads back in 2008 when she saw a media story about roles in mining. While Peter had experience with small machinery through her husband's business, she found that this was not enough to secure a mining role. So she invested in significant time and thousands of dollars to undertake some specific training. And Peter's first break came by way of a traineeship with a mining contractor, which led to a permanent role with that contractor and ultimately a permanent role at Bulga Coal. She has been promoted to trainer in recognition of her ability to impart knowledge to others. Her dedication to coaching and mentoring employees has seen her further promoted to head trainer. A decade of persistence and exemplary work has paid off, and Peter shares those experiences as she mentors new female employees. So congratulations, Peter Heffernan. You are a kick-ass woman making waves. The Shout Out to Kick-Ass Women Making Waves series is all about recognising that our success and where we are in life is at least somewhat thanks to the efforts, support, mentorship, love and encouragement of others. So is there someone that you want to dedicate a shout out to? Nominate someone for Kick-Ass Women Making Waves. And it's all built on recommendations and shout outs from the industries. And it's how we uncover hidden gems. So if you or someone you know deserves recognition, please let me know. Email me at Jody, J-O-D-Y, at kickasswomen.com.au. Okay, so let's round out the day with how to start your day with a positive mindset. So know this, you have the power to choose how you start your day. It might not always feel that way, but it's the truth. So here are some ways I find to be most useful for starting my day with a positive mindset. First off is practice gratitude. Take some time every single morning to practice gratitude. And if you listened to earlier podcasts, you would have heard me say, I love to journal and I do this. I practice gratitude every day. Write down three things every morning that you're grateful for. Taking the time to think about what makes you grateful changes your mindset. Practice gratitude every single day when you wake up. You'll see the world in a whole new way. The next is change your beliefs. You don't have to believe everything you think. In fact, if you take your thoughts as facts you have to believe, it won't help you. The truth is, you can believe anything. Realizing you can believe anything is a true form of freedom. What you believe will determine what and how you feel. What you feel will control all of your actions. If you choose to believe beliefs that reflect the life you want, then that's who you will become. Change your beliefs that set you up for a positive day and a positive life. Remember, your thoughts create your feelings. Take a look at what you're thinking. Are those thoughts serving you? Are they bringing you joy? If not, remember, you can change those thoughts. It takes some practice, but you can control what you think. You don't have to let your thoughts control you. Separate yourself from your thoughts and choose to think thoughts in the morning that set the tone for the rest of the day. We'll go back to rewriting your past again. Choose to rewrite your past so it serves you. You can't change anything that happened to you. You can't change the choices you made. And hell, I know that. However, you can change how you view it. Choose to see it in a new light. Choose to write it down. Write your past down and that the good that come from it. Your past did not happen to you. Your past happened for you. Look over the events that you thought were failures. Focus on how those failures set you up for where you are today. Look at exactly what it was that set you back. View them as setbacks that set you up for your future. You can choose how you view anything in your past. And look back at your results. Look at the results you have in your life right now. Go look at your home, your friends, your family, your finances, your job, and anything else that you've got around you. You created those results. They all started as simple thoughts. You wanted something to change. Look at the results in your life you may see as negative. You can change those results too. If you have results you don't like, then create something else. Don't worry about how you'll do it. Just choose to believe that you can create these results. When you see these great results you can create, you can start the day with a positive mindset. And have abundance as well. Choose to view everything with an abundance mindset. If you see things from a point of scarcity, you'll always feel like something is lacking. And if you don't think you have enough, then nothing will ever be enough. If you choose to view what you have as enough, you'll change your thought pattern. No matter what you have now, it will make you happy. Your house is big enough the way it is. You have enough money. What's amazing to keep in mind is you can always create more. Instead of creating from a place of lack and fear, you're doing it from joy. You're doing it because you can. You can wake up every morning with gratitude. You can start the day with clear goals for the future. And make decisions as if it's for your future self. Well, it is for your future self. When you wake up in the morning, think about what future you would do. When you think about your future self, who is she? Is she full of joy? Does she start the day off with positivity? Make decisions as if you were that version of yourself right now. Choose to wake up and be thankful. Choose to wake up and rewrite those negative thoughts. And choose to wake up and take actions based on the highest version of yourself. When you show up as the person you want to be, you will become that person. My next tip is positive affirmations. I love affirmations. And a great way to start the day off with positivity is to use affirmations. You're choosing to affirm thoughts that are both positive and true. When you think positive affirmations, you're setting up to have positive results. And you know my opinion, as I said, on affirmations. I love them, but they don't work unless you believe them. So if you practice affirmations you don't actually believe, then they won't work. However, if you practice thoughts you do believe, they 100% work. You know, if you're believing in a thought based on how it feels, when, or if I say money is easy, it feels abundant because I believe it. If you say that thought and it feels terrible, then you don't believe it and aren't ready to use it as an affirmation. So with this in mind, here's a list of some affirmations. Really, they're just optional thoughts that you can use to start the day with some positivity. And today is going to be amazing. I have what it takes to reach my goals. I always show up for myself. I hold myself accountable to me. I can change my negative thoughts. Everything is happening for me. I have more than enough of everything. My setbacks are setting me up for the future. I have my own back no matter what. I can always continue to grow. I can choose how I view today. And remember, only use these if they feel good to you. That's the key with all thought work, finding that better feeling thought. So starting the day with positivity is incredible because it builds momentum. You'll continue to stay positive throughout the day because that's the path you're already on. So when you're thinking about your morning routine, choose how you want to feel, choose how you want to think, choose how you want to act, choose positivity. You've got this, my friend. I just know it.
Hey, Glow Getters. Did you know that Jo Sainsbury is a published author for her book, High Heels to High Viz, and has been named an Amazon number one bestseller? Telling the story about Jo's transition from the corporate sector into industry, High Heels to High Viz acts as a guide for women who are considering a non-traditional role and career. High Heels to High Viz is available for purchase online at all leading bookstores, including Amazon, Dimex, Waterstones and eBay.
Okay, here's our take five to kick off your heels with your mindset, your shifting gears. Number one, identify and understand what you want to change. Number two, look for a role model. Number three, think about how your attitude change will affect your life. And number four, choose the right company for you. Number five, believe that you are always able to change and adapt. And our safety affirmation for today is, all progress takes place outside the comfort zone. And it does. That's it, guys. I do hope you found the information helpful and valuable, and it gives you a little bit more of an insight to the importance of your attitude and your mindset. Just remember, mindsets are not just important for learning new skills. They can affect the way that we think about everything. For example, a growth mindset can help you recover from illness because you believe that you can do something about the illness. They can help you achieve in sport, at work, and can also help you grow and develop in relationships. Cultivating a growth mindset could be the single most important thing you ever do to help you achieve success. So to summarize, skills can be definitely cultivated and do not have to be something that a person is born with. Anyone can become intelligent, creative, or successful simply by focusing on the process and not the outcome of their efforts. Instead of worrying about the end result, focus on improving the skills required for successfully accomplishing any project. Only then will you realize that it's not always about the result, but also about becoming a better version of yourself. And I'd just like to also remind everyone that October is National Safe Work Month here in Australia. We all need to commit to building safe and healthy workplaces. No one should be unsafe at work, and no injury or death is acceptable. There is more that we can do, and together we can make a difference. My safety message for this week is, a casual attitude towards safety equals casualty. As I always really appreciate you guys giving your time to listen to this radio show. You can find more information on this episode in the show notes or on my social media pages. All right, lovelies, love having you all share your time with me. Come back next week where we're going to talk about job searching and affirmations. One of my favourites. Make sure to follow me on my Kick-Ass Women or Jo Sainsbury social media pages if you haven't already, where we'll break down this episode throughout the week. And I would really love to hear from you guys, so show some love for your new radio show by leaving me a review on BBS Radio Network. Or you can send me an email. My email is Jody, J-O-D-Y, at kickasswomen.com.au. Or find me on Facebook at facebook.com/kickasswomenaustralia. And be sure to stay tuned in for future episodes. Well, that's all for today's show. Thanks for your company and for listening to Kick-Ass Radio. It's not goodbye, but see you later. Stay safe and well. You guys rock. Have an amazing weekend. Go crush it. Keep in touch. Fozcoms. Go on, get your glow on.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Kick-Ass Radio, where we kick goals and deliver empowering conversations for women. Want to hear more from Kick-Ass Women and Jo Sainsbury? Visit the Kick-Ass Women website or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. See you on the next episode of Kick-Ass Radio.